We love these VHS dating application tapes from the 80s. A company would provide this as a service, and they have recently, or somebody that got access to these tapes, put some clips online of people from the 80s that were filming, you know, being filmed, filling out these dating applications, asked a lot of questions, and here's volume three, the first guy we got, and he knows what he wants.
Well, ladies, those of you watching, welcome to your future.
yeah. 80s Goodman.
I hope that you ladies like Miami Vice because that's how he's dressed.
Yes, yes.
yeah.
Well, ladies, those of you watching, welcome to your future. I'm Sean Roach, Sean with a W. Well, I'm a catch. I'm 6'3" and a half, and I've been underweight my whole life.
Oh, boy. That's going to get him.
Underweight.
I don't think I'm going to say underweight. Maybe fit?
Right.
Underweight, yeah. I think malnourished.
Yeah. Underweight.
He's been underweight my whole life. He said it so confidently.
If things come up in a relationship, this was romantic. This was not romantic. I operate from a place of trying to be very romantic, so that's not going to ever be my fault.
Okay.
It's not going to be my fault. If it's not romantic, it's not
my fault.
Fault.
You know how they talked like this back in the 80s about dating? I bet you this is kind of normal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because all the people from the 80s on the site, they all look very similar. I mean, it is 80s out.
Yeah, 80s tastic.
Just yes. The way the approach was just different.
True. The way they talked even, mm-hmm. you know, a little more. And seriously, last I checked, I think there's over 500 of these.
So many.
Down a movie afterwards, I'm not very interested in that. So I would say that's your, I defer to you. Oh, my worst qualities. That's tough. I don't like to be told what to do. Oh. Somebody tries to direct me into a parking space. That's not going to go well.
Oh, good luck now.
So random.
Of all the things.
Don't you see the memes now where guys are like, oh, thank gosh, my wife was in the car to teach me how to drive to when I can stop, what parking space to go.
Which is funny because that's what I say to my husband. I'm like, oh, thank God you're with me.
Right.
Thank God you told me how to drive a car that I've been driving since I was 16.
Yeah, the thing I used to be able to say is, I'm this, you know, however old I am, and I've never been in a wreck. So why are you talking to me about it?
Oh, boy.
Until recently.
Oh, boy. Came back to bite you.
Wrecked two cars in a parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit something with your Tesla.
Yep.
So three.
I think you hit multiple things with your Tesla.
Well, a deer hit me with a Tesla. I did hit a construction barrel.
Yeah,
it jumped right out,
that.
Though, dude.
A car that drives itself.
I never hit another car before, is my point.
Okay. Yeah. It's still a construction barrel.
Around the barrels, buildings, you know.
You say it's like it's no big thing. It's a construction barrel.
Graze me. Graze
deer. Deer construction barrel. Those things come out of nowhere.
They do. Tesla's supposed to have this sophisticated alert system.
They get in front of your car, they get confused. They don't know what they're doing.
Not my fault. The car's fault.
You got a graze. Yeah. It was a graze.
It was a graze.
I own a specialty pet store, mainly terrarium animals.
Oh,
boy.
No.
Spiders, snakes.
That's a red flag.
All right.
Oof.
Reptiles, of course, and some spiders.
The
ideal first date for a lady. Good news, I'm not just taking you out for spaghetti and wine.
Spaghetti and wine.
Hear that?
Listen, when you break it down, it is spaghetti and wine, okay? But what you need to say is a nice Italian dinner.
Right.
You know?
They just talked differently back
pasta.
Then.
Spaghetti and wine?
Well, there wasn't a lot of restaurants. There's way more restaurants now. They had a lot of spaghetti restaurants.
Okay, I do not believe that for one second.
There's less restaurants.
Okay.
They had Italian restaurants.
They had Italian,
a lot less, of course. Yeah. Less, more people go out to eat now.
Yeah.
It cheapens what you're saying. We
absolutely
say spaghetti and wine.
Well, he's saying he's not going to do that.
I know.
Let's see what
not
he's going
to do. Just.
Not okay. Just spaghetti and wine.
I'm going to invite you to my pet store.
No!
You're darn right I am.
Who wants to hang out with your spiders?
And your reptiles.
One.
This is, again, VHS dating video application tapes from the 80s that have been released online.
The moment you walk in the door, you know you're riding on a 20% discount, then you might
play your cards right.
20%? Ooh, like 20% off of that tarantula? Thank you. No, spaghetti and wine and 20% off a tarantula.
End up with a new pet and a boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm pretty open on the qualities of a woman I'm looking for, as long as you have olive skin and plenty of curves, soft voice.
Okay.
I don't like loud noises. Painted nails are fine, just not red. I'm in this for the long haul. I would hope my next relationship is forever, but I'm also fine with 10 years. And I
in 10 years
and try to turn loose of this.
Try to, so he knows once you have him for 10, you're going to turn him loose.
I'm like a boa constrictor. You're not going to be able to get me off of
That's
you.
Right. I will say back in the day, those types of stores, they were more common. They were around everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody had an aquarium. I mean, everybody. I had an aquarium. I had three tanks. I had salt water. I had regular water. And it was very common to go into those stores.
We get it. You're trying to normalize this, dude.
You had three fish tanks?
I had three, maybe four.
Serial killer.
At the same time?
Yes.
Why three?
Oh, his dad owned a pharmacy.
Yeah, they were rich.
Wealthy.
That was a lot to keep up.
Rich people have either one huge aquarium. Mm-hmm. If you have three.
Or three.
Okay. It's I had a beta fish. I was like, I've made it.
I know.
Yeah. A little goldfish, like a little goldfish.
I have arrived. I actually have had one tank that you have to have a goldfish tank under it because the fish ate goldfish. So you put the goldfish in the tank, and the fish would go flying around.
So
and then
you
swallow
had
it.
Fish tanks for your fish tanks.
Yes.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Done differently.
That's what you learned about buying two cars at once. And
I have a mini yacht for my yacht. Who said that?
Right.
But it was very common. So I had that type of fish. I had the small types of fish. I had the salt water, very hard to keep. But I'm telling you right now, it was very common. And it wasn't that expensive. Aquariums are more expensive now to have, but they're not that expensive.
Upkeep. I mean, like a small one, like a built-in one. Was it built-in?
No.
Those are outrageous.
I also had one with real plants that were very, very nice.
Wow. Mm.
We had our beta fish, Janet. Remember that? The kids named her Janet after Maisie died. And Janet was very pricey. Like all the things you had to buy to keep up and the filter
the
and the whole deal. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Eventually, you're just like, you can live in that dirty water for another day.
Is it typical to name your fish? I've never done that.
My kids did. We had just lost a dog.
Kids do.
Yeah. Okay.
Kids name their fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend, a family friend. He's older. He's still alive. Like, he's not alive. But he had owned, do you remember Aquamane's Fish World? It was huge. It was over West Market by Pho, but where the Food Lion is now.
Oh, okay.
But it's the whole corner. It was the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
But then he got into like commercial, like he closed that down after like 20 years, where he would install for just wealthy people, like 2,000 gallon fish tanks with like sharks in it.
Dang. Oh, wow.
And it costs, $200,000. Like, holy cow.
When I see them, I think they're the most beautiful things in the world, but I would hate to be in charge of it.
Well, you have companies now that just, like you just said, that take, and that's my point. There were more back in the day. Even Walmart used to have fish. They got rid of it. It was such a pain to you would want one fish, you would have to yell through the store for about a half hour to get the fish.
But do you remember going to Walmart in the day and you'd be like, I want to go check out the fish? Or even, if you didn't go to the Walmart, you would go to the grocery store and just stand at the lobsters.
Yeah.
Watch them. You're like, it's cool.
It's cool.